passed away here not too long ago. And, there were several of the troopers that would come in and make out reports, and then they would pick up a prisoner and go to court. But Bob Moore?
Why I ask? A girl here
she and her
attacked from bingo a couple times.
Is she a nurse?
No, she was more or less kind of an inmate here. But I didn't get to know her well enough that she was,
Was she in the, did she serve in the, as a person in the service?
I don't know.
Is she a patient here?
She was a patient of some type.
Okay.
And so they would help us get back here from Bingo.
Okay.
And so I would knew her that way. So anyway, I got to know her a little bit, and she's gone quick-like.
Oh.
I didn't get to see her, you know, talk to her a lot. So she says that she's trying to be a teacher through the school here.
Okay.
So she said, oh, she'd be back December, I think. And she was gone. Well, while she was gone, I'd left a note here. She knew where my desk was, and she's picked something up, and here was a note, and she says, I see you saw Bob's, oh, I bet you're right, on your desk or something. But her name was Moore.
Huh.
Remember George Moore? Moore?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Moore was, had to be their son or something. And so this lady, oh, what was the Moore she lived in?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Oh, gosh.
I'm 27.
Right. Boy, the name just isn't coming to my... I know who you're talking about,
yeah.
But I can't think of her first
name. She was... she married a... one of the farm boys up that way or something. But she lived up the other end school.
Okay.
I don't remember when that
isn't that awful? Oh, I can't remember.
And so there was...
There was a state trooper by the name of Moore?
Yeah.
Is this her? Is this the state trooper's daughter that was working here or lived here? Was a patient here?
No, the daughter would be the gal that lived there in Gaylord Moore. Anyway. The sister, of course, has a different name because she was married.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So the name.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I just can't think. I know there were several. There still are more than Gaylord right
what?
Now. There's still more a Moore family.
Yeah.
There's several, a couple of Moore families in Gaylord right now.
So there was, I think she went to the hospital here and somehow maybe was got in the hospital down here. Trying to think. She maybe went to the nurse's home there from here.
Well, let's see here. Trying to go over my paperwork here. Have you been back to Gaylord at all?
Oh, yeah.
You've been back to visit?
Yeah, the last time I went back was sometime in the last 5 years.
Okay.
And I don't know. I remember, well, since I quit, I haven't been able to drive. I miss trying to think.
So you think you were back in the last, sometime in the last 5 years or so?
Just about 5 years.
Okay, yeah. Now, do you still own property up in Vanderbilt?
We, yes and no. I mean, we own some of it.
Okay.
And then I sold some off to Fontenelle's Club.
Oh.
I was waiting to buy it.
But you still have a little bit there.
So I still have some there. And I had kept all the mineral rights in the Jewish Henry. I kept all that.
That's good.
Yeah. So I've left that to all my children.
Yeah.
And
how many years were you sheriff?
34.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Well, I feel that Gaylord was a safer place because of you and the way you ran your sheriff's department. So we were very fortunate to have you as our sheriff in Gaylord and representing all of Otsego County. It's grown a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Of course, with the economy right now, there's people leaving left and right because they can't find jobs. Some of the schools, their school population is down. But hopefully things will come back.
Yeah, I see the school's population is down, but that became of situation. But
well, they opened up the some of the we have a Christian school now, so some, you know, quite a few of the students are at the Christian school, and that's on East M32, and I don't know how many children they have out there, but I know they have quite a few, so that takes away from St. Mary's and from Gaylord schools, and you know that happens.
Yeah.
When the law changed that you could send your kids to any school you wanted, you know, you could go to Vanderbilt, you could go to Johannesburg, and you didn't have to stay within
where they went,
the Gaylord or St. Mary's or schools of choice, I guess, is what it's called. Yeah. And you still have family in Gaylord?
Yeah, I have. Nephews, my brother Bill's grandchildren, I guess you might say.
Oh, his son Ralph and Bill.
Bill.
Bill just got elected to the road commission.
Oh, did he?
He's a road commission, going to be a road commissioner.
Yeah, he worked there for, I remember.
Long time.
Being where he was quadrennial running for the commission.
He won. He won. And Ralph, he's still farming. He's got cattle and quite a big operation there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, is Chuck Nelson related to you?
Yeah.
His wife?
His wife was Edith's sister.
Yeah.
She's the youngest.
Yeah. And do your kids go back to Gaylord very often?
Well, they go to Richard goes there to hunt.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. And he's the only one that goes very often. Well, Sherry went up there to see the woods last sometime this year.
Fall, in the fall?
Yeah.
Do you know what day it is today?
Today? Let's see.
It's the opening day of what?
Deer season, then.
That's right.
Yeah.
November 15th.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You hunted for a lot of years, didn't you?
Yeah.
You used to hunt with my father, Harry Cook.
Yeah.
You used to go rabbit hunting.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And my grandfather, John Marchinkowski?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you like to fish back then, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I sure appreciate you letting the Historical Society, letting me interview you for the Historical Society. We're trying to preserve some history of the early years when you were sheriff. And we have your history of being in the war, World War II, and your whole story of Wake Island and being a prisoner of war. And we just recently, this past week, celebrated Veterans Day. And we want to thank you for the service to this country also. Yeah. You take care now and stay well.
Okay.